弟兄姐妹早上好，祝大家复活节快乐。基督已经复活。
The Lord is risen.
好不好跟你前面后面的人祝贺说基督已经复活。
Can you greet the ones before you, around you, say Jesus is risen. The Lord is risen indeed.
基督已经复活，这是一个值得庆贺的事情。
Christ has risen. Let's celebrate.
因为他告诉我们，我们将来也必像基督一样复活。
Because God said we will be resurrected just as Christ.
我曾经提醒大家说，这个过去的星期是受难周，希望大家有更多的时间来去默想跟祷告。
I reminded everyone for the past week that it was the before all the way before the Good Friday to meditate on Jesus and his suffering.
我想我们的弟兄姐妹都非常会听从牧师的建议的。
I believe that brothers and sisters are willing to follow my advice.
我们预备了好我们的心，我们今天来庆贺基督的复活。
We've prepared our hearts so that today we come together to celebrate our Lord's resurrection.
有一次在教会里我也是这样鼓励大家去做哈。
There was one time that I encouraged brothers and sisters to do the same thing.
那大家真的去做，到了星期天复活节的时候大家来到教会。
And they did what I advised, and then on Sunday we all come to church.
所以一个姐妹眼睛还依然红肿哈。
And a sister, her eyes were still puffed.
然后我就跟说，姐妹啊，今天是复活节，你应该欢喜快乐了。
And I said, sister, our Lord has risen. You should be joyful.
这个姐妹跟我说，牧师啊，不是啊，真的很难过，花粉过敏。
And the sister said, no, I'm so sad because this is allergy.
所以我如果在上面，如果也花粉过敏的话，不是因为感动哈，也是过敏的缘故。
So if you see me very sorrowful, I also have allergies.
那今天我们来思想的是耶稣所问的问题的最后一个问题。
Today we're going to ponder the question Jesus asked. This is the last sermon.
大家看到了题目，这是耶稣的问题，你爱我吗？
And you see the title of today's sermon, Do you love me?
然后大家会回想说，这个问题一般是小孩子问的问题。
And when you see this question, you say, little children often ask this.
我们的小孩子常常会问我们，你爱不爱我？
The kids always ask, do you love me?
然后你要跟他去讲，你是爱他的啊。
And you find different ways to assure them you love them.
因为小孩子常常有不安全感。
Kids often feel insecure.
他觉得自己有没有被接纳，需要不断的去肯定。
It needs to be repeatedly assured that they are loved.
有一次有一个男孩，他把父亲一个非常心爱的手表给弄坏了。
There used to be a boy who has broken his father's very precious watch.
这个手表倒不是有多么贵重。
It's not that the watch was expensive.
但是有非常重要的纪念意义。
But it meant a lot to his father.
这小孩子就好奇嘛，看见手表就把这个表给拆了哈。
So when the boy saw the watch, he was so curious, so he just dissected the watch.
所以他父亲看见之后就非常的生气啊。
And his father was so furious.
所以这孩子心里面就非常难过。
So the boy was sad.
他说这父亲到底是这个手表重要啊，还是我比这个手表更重要啊？
Am I more important than his watch?
所以到了晚上他就去问他的父亲，爸爸，你还爱我吗？
So at night, he asked his father, Dad, do you still love me?
所以父亲一下子就把他抱在怀里，说孩子啊，当然我依然爱你。
So his father hugged him and said, of course, I do love you.
所以这种人与人之间表达彼此关爱是一个非常重要的一个我们生活中的一个环节。
So it's a very important part of our life to express our affections toward one another.
其实任何年纪的人都是这样。
No matter, regardless of how old they are.
如果我们一个人觉得说这世上没有任何一个人爱我的话，
If someone feels that they are not loved,
那这个人生就觉得非常的悲惨。
No one loves them or make their life miserable.
那今天耶稣问彼得的这个问题，你爱我吗？
So today Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
难道耶稣是想要引起彼得的注意吗？
Did Jesus want to get Peter's attention?
还是彼得需要耶稣给他的肯定呢？
Or did Peter need affirmation from Jesus?
更重要的是，我们今天希望从这个故事当中，我们可以领会一些重要的属灵的真理。
Or what reminders can we get from this story?
好，我们今天看的经文就在约翰福音的第二十一章。
Today we're going to look at the scripture, the Gospel of John 21, verse 15 to 19.
如果有圣经的话，请打开约翰福音二十一章，我们读十五节到十九节。
Please turn your Bible to John, chapter 21, verse 15.
我来读中文 ，Rachel 来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese. I'll read in English.
约翰福音第二十一章，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说。约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Again, Jesus said, Simon, the son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁。对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子。随意往来，待年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说，你跟从我吧。
Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me.
这段经文可以分成两部分。
This paragraph can be divided into two parts.
十五节到十七节是耶稣三次问彼得。
Verse 15 to 17, Jesus asked Peter three times.
十八节到十九节是耶稣预言彼得的殉道。
Verse 18 to 19, Jesus prophesied Peter's death.
核心经文在最后一节。
The core verse is 19.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
耶稣的问题是出现在第十五节。
Jesus' question first appeared in verse 15.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
同样的问题连问了三遍。
Same question repeatedly asked three times.
彼得也回答了三次。
And Peter answered three times.
那么耶稣的委托也重复了三次。
And what Jesus entrusted to Peter repeated three times.
俗话说，事不过三。
Third time is a charm.
Is that right?
I think so.
那为什么耶稣要重复三次呢？
Why did Jesus repeat three times?
那么我们先来看这个故事的背景哈。
Let's look at the context.
那么这个是耶稣在被捕之前的前夜，那么彼得曾经对耶稣说，我愿意为你舍命。
The night before Jesus was arrested, Peter said, I am willing to die with you.
就是别人都抛弃了你，我也不会抛弃你。
All others will abandon you, not me.
那么耶稣就对彼得预言说，今天鸡叫之前你要三次不认我。
And Jesus prophesied Peter would deny Jesus three times before the rooster crowed.
果然在耶稣被捕之后，在大祭司的院子里，那么彼得三次否认与耶稣的关系。
So this prophecy was fulfilled. Peter denied Jesus three times in the high priest's yard.
那么彼得被钉，耶稣被钉十字架之后，那么门徒就各自分散了。
After Jesus' crucifixion, the disciples scattered.
那彼得也重操旧业哈，那么打鱼谋生。
And Peter went back to fishing.
那么耶稣复活之后，这些门徒又重新的聚集起来。
And after Jesus' resurrection, the disciples gathered.
那这个故事就是耶稣跟门徒其中的一次相聚。
And this story happened when Jesus met the disciples.
虽然彼得在之前已经见过了复活的耶稣哈。
Although Peter had met the risen Lord before this.
不过他心里面还有一些疙瘩。
But he still has some lingering feelings.
因为他知道他否认主的事，耶稣是明明知道的。
Because Peter knew that Jesus knew about his denial.
所以就是为这个原因，耶稣亲自找到彼得跟他谈话。
And for this very reason, Jesus reached out to Peter.
那么对彼得三次否认耶稣，那么这里耶稣就三次的询问他。
For Peter denied Jesus three times, so here Jesus asked Peter three times.
那么耶稣也三次的委托使命给彼得。
And entrusted missions to Peter three times.
大家可以看到屏幕上这个表格哈。
You see this table here.
就是比较两个事件。
The comparison between the two events.
一个就是否认耶稣。
The first is Peter denies Jesus.
另外一个是兼顾耶稣。
兼顾彼得。Jesus
兼顾彼得。
Reinstates, restore Peter.
这个背景呢，就是一个是发生在耶稣被捕之前，另外一个是发生在耶稣复活之后。
The background is, the first is before Jesus' arrest, and then Jesus after Jesus' resurrection.
那么一个发生在夜里，一个发生在早上，但两个事件都是在火边。
One is at night, the other is in the morning, but both by the fire.
那么发生的环境也不太一样啊。
The location is different.
那么，但是彼得的三次否认就对应了耶稣三次的给他的机会，让他确认。
Peter's three denials and Jesus' three affirmations.
那么结果也是不一样的哈。
Different outcomes.
那么前一个事情结果，彼得当否认三次否认之后，他就懊悔，他就大哭。
Peter wept bitterly.
但是当他这次得到确认之后，我们知道最后彼得是为了耶稣主的名是倒钉十字架。
Peter died for Jesus, crucified upside down.
所以彼得是需要耶稣的肯定。
So Peter needs Jesus' affirmation.
耶稣借着这个机会重新建立了彼得。
And Jesus took this opportunity to restore him.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天坐在这里，难道不也同样需要耶稣给我们这样的机会来重新被建立吗？
Don't we also need Jesus to restore us?
做牧师，很多人会问我很多非常难以回答的问题。
I got a lot of hard questions as a pastor.
其中一个常见的问题。
One frequently asked,
神会不会给我第二次的机会？
Would God give me a second chance?
哦，我说弟兄啊，神岂止给你第二次的机会，神已经给了你无数次的机会。
I said, brother, more than a second chance, he gives you countless opportunities.
所以每一个机会不是我们配得的。
None of those opportunities that we deserve.
但是彼得抓住了这个机会。
But Peter took it.
他回转。
And repent.
因为他见证了复活的能力。
Because he witnessed the power of resurrection.
所以有这样一个生命上能够经历一个复活主的能力的这样的人，他的生命是完全不一样的。
So once you experienced Jesus' resurrection power, you're going to have an extraordinary life.
大家都知道这个很著名的一首诗歌叫《奇异恩典》，对不对？
You might know a famous hymn, Amazing Grace.
你知道《奇异恩典》的作者，他的名字叫约翰牛顿，哈。
You know it's composed by John Newton.
那么他以前本来是个奴隶的贩子，哈。
He used to be a slave trader.
Yeah. 那么后来的他不在船上去金次去贩卖奴隶，他就投资去这个啊贩卖奴隶的事情。
Even he got off the slavery the ship, he's still involved in the slave trading business.
因为这个行业是非常赚钱的，一本万利嘛，哈。
Because it was so profitable.
但是后来他信了主之后，他就完全的改变。
But when he met Jesus, he completely changed.
非常懊悔以前做的事情。
And he was very repentant.
所以他就把以前赚来的钱全部拿来用来做什么，来释放解放这些废除这个奴隶制的这个工作当中去。
So he gave all the money he earned into the movement of freeing the slaves.
这就是为什么他创作的这首诗歌奇异恩典可以流传这么久。
That's why the song Amazing Grace can be passed down to so many generations.
因为是他生命改变的见证。
This is the witness of his life transformation.
里面见证的是复活的能力。
Which testify the resurrection power.
可能我们有人在问，我们怎么样去启动这个复活的能力呢？
You might be wondering, how do I activate this power of resurrection?
那下面我们来仔细的看一看这个复活的能力。那么我们来思考一下耶稣所问的问题。
Now let's ponder on this passage and question Jesus asked.
下一张 slide, please. 因为下一张是英文的啊。Yeah. 好，我们先来看一下，在这个看这个耶稣所问的问题之前呢，我们首先来想看一下这个经文的用词啊。
Let's look at some terms in this passage.
这段经文的用词引起了圣经学者的兴趣啊。
A lot of Bible scholars researched these words.
因为耶稣问了三次彼得，哈。
Jesus asked Peter three times.
那么前两次呢，他希腊文用的一个词呢是 agape, 哈。
The first two times Jesus used agape.
那么最后一次呢，耶稣用的是 phileo.
The last time Jesus used the word phileo.
那么彼得呢，则是三次回答用我爱你这个词呢。都用的是 phileo。
Peter responded with phileo all three times.
因为这个爱呢，在希腊文里有不同的字来代表。
Because the word love in Greek, there are different words.
那么这个含义呢，是有一些差异的。
And the meaning of it slightly differed.
于是你可能大概听过有些牧师讲到说，哦，耶稣用的这个第一个爱跟第一个二个爱是不一样的啊。
You might heard some pastor explain the first love and second love Jesus used are different.
但实际上这两个爱的词是可以互换的。
But they're interchangeable.
那不但是在约翰福音里面，在其他的这个希腊文的这个文献当中都是可以互换的。
Not only in John, but also in other gospels, they're interchangeable.
所以呢，这个意思并没有特别的差别。
So the meaning are pretty much the same.
只是文学上的一种手法。
It's just
literature.
Yeah, different in literature.
Yeah. So 这样的话就是说不至于特别单调啊。
So that it's not always the same word.
那么除了这个词之外，另外的词包括耶稣委托。有时候说喂养，有的时候说牧养，哈。
And also, when Jesus entrusted his sheep to Peter, sometimes he said feed, sometimes he says shepherd.
那么有时说小羊，有时候是说是羊，哈。
And sometimes lambs, and other times sheep.
所以这个词之间也没有意思上的差别。
There is no literal difference.
所以特别请大家注意一下，哈。
So、
如果你听到 有些人会讲，你也不会奇怪啊，有些人会这样讲。
So even people may explain this in a different way, let's pay attention to these words.
好，那现在我们来思考一下耶稣的问题，这是我们今天讲到的重点哈。
Now let's consider Jesus' question.
耶稣问了三次发问哈。
Jesus asked the same question three times.
问同样的问题。
Same question.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
如果有人这样连续问你三次，你什么感觉哈？
How would you feel if someone asked you three times?
那么第一个问题略有不同哈。
First question is slightly different.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
这些指的是什么？
What are these?
那么有三种不同的解释。
There are three interpretations.
那第一种解释就是说，彼得爱耶稣胜过他的打鱼生计。
Does Peter love Jesus more than his fishing business?
那这些就指的彼得的职业。
His profession.
那第二种说法就是说，彼得爱耶稣胜过彼得爱其他的门徒。
Second, does Peter love Jesus more than he loves the other disciples?
那么第三种。
Third.
那么彼得爱耶稣胜过其他门徒爱耶稣。
Does Peter love Jesus more than other disciples love Jesus?
大家清楚了吧？
Is it clear?
很乱哈，再说一遍这三种不同的哈。嗯，那第一种就是说，这个比较容易理解，彼得爱这个这些哈，如果这些是代表彼得打鱼的生计的话，那耶稣的问题就是说，你爱我胜过这个打鱼的生计吗？
Does Peter love Jesus more than he loves fishing?
那么第二个问题，第二个可能性。
Second possibility.
那就是彼得爱耶稣胜过他爱其他的门徒。
Does Peter love Jesus more than Peter loves other disciples?
那么第三个可能性，就是彼得爱耶稣胜过其他的门徒爱耶稣。
Third, does Peter love Jesus more than other disciples love Jesus?
三种情况都有可能。
All three are plausible.
那么我们如果要胜任耶稣托付给我们的工作，我们对于耶稣的爱必然会超过我们爱世界上所有的一切。
If we can fulfill Jesus' commission for us, we have to love Jesus more than anything else.
这包括我们的职业和爱好，
including our career and our hobbies.
也必然超过我们在世界上一切的牵挂。
And also our worldly attachments,
包括我们的家人和朋友，
including our family and friends.
当然，这个第三种可能性应该是，是最有可能的哈。
The third interpretation is most plausible.
因为什么？因为彼得这个人喜欢比较嘛，是不是？
Because Peter likes comparison.
所以耶稣是要求他放弃你与他人的比较。
So Jesus is asking him to give that up.
那么这个从第一开始，彼得的问题就是比较，别人都抛弃你，我也不会抛弃你。
The first question is Peter compared himself, even others forsake you, I would never forsake you.
不过遗憾的是，彼得一转身怎么样，犯同样错误。
But Peter failed again, made the same mistake.
我们知道这故事后面就讲到说，他后面马上就问，哎，那个门徒怎么样？
Because you know, at the end of the story, Peter turned around and asked, "How about this disciple?"
那个门徒就是使徒约翰，写这本福音书的作者。
And he was referring to John.
所以这是彼得的老毛病了，我们知道的了哈。
He often makes that mistake.
但是由此可见，我们看到对神的工作，我们首要的资格就是我们要对基督的爱。
But we see from here that if we can serve Jesus, the prerequisite is to love him.
如果没有对基督的爱，我们所做的一切，无论如何惊天动地，都是枉然。
Without a fervent love for him, all our service, no matter how big, are in vain.
所以爱主是我们服事的动力。
So the love for the Lord drives us.
是一切能力的源泉。
It's a source of all of our power.
因为只有在基督里，我们才能找到 那个复活的能力。
Because we can only find this power of resurrection in Christ.
一个真正爱主的人才知道怎么样去爱别人。
Only those who truly love Jesus will know how to love others.
才有资格去照顾主的群羊。
And they can be entrusted to feed the Lord's sheep.
以前有一个弟兄在教会里热心服侍。
I used to know a brother who served in the church.
年长的姊妹们就会说，哎呀，弟兄啊，你这么热心，将来神肯定会祝福你的。
And then the elder sister says, you're so fervent for the Lord, he will bless you.
但这个弟兄怎么回答？
But the brother answered,
而姐妹你错了。
That's not true.
我这么服侍是因为神已经祝福了我。
I serve him because he has already blessed me.
所以我这样热心的服侍。
That's where my love comes from.
而不是为了神将来要给我什么东西。
I'm not serving for what he will give me in the future.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很重要的。
This is so important.
如果我们所做的一切不是因为神已经爱了我们，已经给了我们的话。
If everything we do that is not driven by how he has already loved you,
没有一个东西将来会满足我们的心。
Nothing in the future that will satisfy your heart.
我们今天可以试想，如果耶稣面对面这样问我们，你爱我吗？
Imagine that if Jesus asked you this question face to face today, do you love me?
而且连问三次的话，
Three times.
我们怎么样去回答主？
How would you answer?
我们怎么样可以做到爱主更深呢？
How could we love him more?
那么怎么样去爱主？耶稣也不在这个世界上，我们怎么样去爱他呢？
But Jesus is not on this planet Earth. How can we love him?
实际上爱主，我们就是爱耶稣所爱的一切就对了。
To love the Lord means love everything that he loves.
所谓的爱屋及乌就是同样的道理嘛。
Just as the saying goes, love me, love my dog.
爱耶稣所爱的一切。
Love everything Jesus loves.
以前有一个姐妹她很会做人的哈。
There used to be a sister, good person.
你知道现在跟这个儿媳妇的关系不是很容易处的哈。
You know the how to deal with the daughter-in-law, the relationship.
那以前呢，这个儿媳妇都得害怕婆婆，现在要倒过来，这个婆婆要怎么去讨喜儿媳妇哈。
The power dynamics are changed between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
不然的话你连孙子都看不到了哈。
Otherwise, you won't even see your own grandchild.
所以这个姐妹很有办法哈。
So that sister knows how to do that.
她知道怎么去讨喜她的儿媳妇哈。
She knew how to please her daughter-in-law.
因为她这个儿媳妇有一个很小的弟弟，差很多哈。
Her daughter-in-law has a younger brother.
所以她对这个弟弟啊，特别的喜爱哈。
She loved him.
所以呢，她跟儿媳妇的关系就处得非常好。
So that she had maintained a very good relationship with her daughter-in-law.
所以她非常自豪，说你看，我跟我儿媳妇的关系做得很好。
So she was so proud of that.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
我就知道她最喜欢她的弟弟。
I know that her favorite is her younger brother.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们怎么样去讨好耶稣哈？
So how can we please Jesus?
怎么去爱耶稣？
How can we love him?
就是爱耶稣所爱。
Love what Jesus loves.
那么我们去年曾经讲过约翰一二三书哈。
Last year I preached on first, second, and third John.
那约翰曾经宣告神就是爱。
John proclaimed God is love.
说我们越是与神亲近，我们就越能够感受到神的爱。
The closer we draw to God, the more we can feel His love.
我们越能够领受神的爱，我们就能够有这个爱的能量去爱别人。
The more we receive God's love, the more capable we are to love others.
神的爱是永不改变的。
God's love never changes.
只是我们人的体验随着环境变化而变化。
But our experience fluctuates with environment.
是我们信号接收的问题。
It's about how we receive His love.
所以要使我们对主的爱能够更深哈。
So how can we deepen our love?
所以真是需要我们要持之以恒。
And we need to persist.
要克服各种的干扰。
And overcome distractions.
深深地体会神对我们的爱是无私的，是高尚的。
And to appreciate God's selfless love.
那么 D.N. Carson 博士曾经总结过神的爱哈。
D. Carson has summarized God's love.
他把圣经中有关神的爱分成五种。
He categorized God's love into five categories.
第一种呢，就是圣父与圣子之间叫专属之爱。
First, the exclusive love between the Father and the Son.
那么第二种呢，是眷顾之爱。
The second is God's providential love.
就是神对所造万物所给予的爱。
Love for all the creations.
那第三种是神对堕落世界所给予的救赎之爱。
The third is the redeeming love God gives to the fallen world.
那么第四种是神对选民所给予的拣选之爱。
The fourth, the electing love God gives to his chosen ones.
那这第五种呢，则是神对遵守诫命的那些神的子民而有的有条件的爱。
The fifth is the conditional love God gives to his chosen people based on their obedience to the law.
那么下一章是英文哈，我们可以看到，大家可以看到我中间有一个圆圈哈，把这个是连起来的哈。
You see that I connected all five with a circle.
所以这五个爱是五个不同的方面，我们去看到神的爱。
Five aspects that we can perceive God's love.
我们千万不要以西方的这个哲学常常是把东西分门别类的哈。
Don't see it as different segments.
那我们知道其实这彼此是相互连接的。
But see that how they're interwoven to each other.
是你中有我，我中有你的。
That they all share the same basis.
这五个方面是我们透过这五个不同的角度去观察，去理解神的爱。
That's the five different angles that we can perceive God's love.
但是神的爱不只只是限于这几个方面而已。
But his love is not limited to these five aspects.
那么除了第一种之外，其他四种爱，弟兄姐妹，我们都是可以感受到的。
Except for the first category, all the four others we can perceive.
人需要安静啊。
We need to be quiet.
我们才能够体会到神的爱。
To feel God's love.
听到上帝的声音。
To hear his voice.
很多的时候呢，我们就是生活的噪音太大哈。
A lot of times our surroundings are so noisy.
所以我们的噪音如果到了一定程度的话，我们根本没有办法听到神的声音哈。
To a point that we cannot hear God's voice.
所以我们要有一个良好质量的生活，我们就要降低我们生活的噪音。
So to have a better quality of life, you have to reduce the noise in our life.
说每天每个星期天早上你来到教会就是降低噪音的一个最好的机会哈。
Sunday morning you come to church, that's your opportunity to reduce the noise of life.
神给我们的是复活的能力。
What God gives us is the power of resurrection.
这岂不是我们需要花一生的所有也买不到的东西？
Something so worthy that even we spend all we have, we cannot buy.
所以我们记住这一点，我们就真是我们侍奉神就是要竭身竭尽全力的。
So that we know to serve him, we need to do everything we can.
有人如果得了癌症的话，
If someone got a cancer,
你知道治疗是非常昂贵的费用。
It's very expensive to treat it.
那么在中国他们常常要卖一幢房子然后去治癌症。
In China, usually, someone get cancer, they need to sell a property to be able to afford the treatment.
在美国即使有医疗保险的话其实费用也是蛮高的。
In the US, even you have insurance, the cost is still very high.
因为保险公司也付很多的钱。
The insurance also paid a lot.
我认识一个姐妹她得癌症的话她五年花了差不多有$200,000。
I know a sister who had a cancer spent $200,000 in 5 years.
最后也是不治哈。
But at the end, it's incurable.
但是宁肯即使如此，我们也宁愿花二十万换取那五年的时间。
regardless, were still willing to pay that $200,000 to get the 5 years.
但耶稣给我们的复活的能力，将是将来我们有一个永不朽坏的身体。
But the power of resurrection promised us an incorruptible body.
所以由此可见，我们要定期与神相处。
We see that it's important to regularly spend time with him.
这样我们才能体会到神同在的重要。
To experience his presence.
所以忙碌常常使我们忘记了神的同在。
Busyness makes us forget about God's presence.
所以分心让我们体会不到神的爱。
And distractions makes it hard to experience his love.
其实神每天24个小时在不停地跟我们说我爱你我爱你我爱你。
Actually, 24/7, God is constantly telling us that how much he loves you.
我们有没有听到呢？
Did you hear it?
哎，我开车看到这个路上，因为这个今年雨水比较多啊，这花开得好漂亮啊。
On my way drive here, I saw all the wildflowers.
如果你没有开车出过死漏的话，你开车山都是绿的啊。
All the hills are turning green.
这就是神对我们说话。
That's God is speaking to us.
看到花也是神在对我们讲话。
Even the wildflowers, God is telling us.
在述说对我们的爱。
How much he loves us.
你看到一只小鸟，也知道说神在诉说对我们的爱。
You can see God's love through a little bird.
愿这基督复活的能力能够在我们身上发动。
May the power of resurrection be activated in our lives.
我们真正能够体会到神爱我们的心。
So that we can feel and receive his love.
所以今天我们思考了耶稣所问的最后一个问题。
Today we pondered on Jesus' last question.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
这是一个普通的不能再普通的问题。
This is an ordinary question.
但却是人们难以领会和测度的。
But it's also unfathomable.
生活匆忙。
Life is so busy.
时光飞逝。
And time flies.
但是这个复活节希望可以提醒我们大家，神有赐给我们这个复活的能力。
But this Easter hopefully reminds us that God has given us this resurrection power.
我们愿意能够在我们的身上启动那个复活的能力。
Let us be willing to activate this power.
有一个故事，我想大部分人你没有看过哈。
I know a story.
这个美国，这个去年上个世纪50年代有一个系列片叫 Twilight Zone。
There used to be a TV show called Twilight Zone.
这个很有名的哈。
Very famous.、
那还是黑白片的哈。那个是50年代。
Black and white.
它其中讲了一个故事哈。
There was a story.
说是第一次世界大战的时候呢，英国的这个一个飞行员跟这个德国的飞机在作战哈。
During the World War One, there was a British and a Germany soldier pilots fighting.
他们突然发现自己呢陷入了这个德国这空军的包围之中哈。
And they realized that the British pilots are surrounded by the Germans.
寡不敌众。
And outnumbered.
他的结果肯定是最后会被击毁的哈。
And for sure that he will be shot.
那么其中一个飞行员就开始逃跑。
So one of the pilots starts to run.
他突然间把飞机拉得很高很高，这样就可以逃掉。
So he elevated his plane to try to escape.
所以在他逃跑的过程中，他经过了一片云啊，一个神秘莫测的一片云当中哈。
And on his way out, he got into a very mysterious clouds.
那么经过这片云，他就降落在一个法国的一个空军基地上。
And he landed in a French air base.
那他降落了之后，又发现这个基地跟以前的模样不太对哦。
And when he landed, he noticed that this air base is really weird.
你看这飞机怎么都这么先进呢？哈。
All the airplanes are so modern.
突然的知道这个时候已经是1959年。
And he realized he has time traveled to 1959.
所以当时那基地人就把他给抓起来了，说这个人怎么会这样子哈？
So,
怪怪的哈。
They captured him and say, "This guy is so weird."
然后他也不理解，说为什么跑到这个时间来了哈。
And he also didn't understand how he did that time traveling.
然后在交谈过程中，他们就说：“哦，过一会儿啊，这个英国的这个一个元帅会到我们基地来访。”
And then they told him that a British commander will visit this air base.
他一想这个将军的名字啊，他大吃一惊。
And then when they mentioned the general's name, he was so shocked.
这个将军就是他的同伴呢。
And that was his companion.
他说不可能。他已经死掉了。
That's impossible because he passed away.
因为我逃跑了，但他这么多飞机围着他，他能活吗？他肯定活不了，他已经死了。
Because I took off and left him behind, so there is no way that he can escape.
他说没有没有，这个人是没有死的。他不但没死，而且立了功，最后做了英国的这个元帅。
And they told him that no, he's still alive. Not only that, he won the battle and was awarded.
后来这个风学员突然醒悟，他说哦。我之所以来到这个地方，就是提醒我，我这个逃跑是不对的哈。
And finally, he realized it is wrong for me to run away.
说他看到未来的结果，不但第一次世界打完，第一次世界大战，第二次世界大战都打完了哈。
So he time traveled to a point where even the World War II has ended.
他才认识到说，哇，他当时在的那个地方是多么重要的一个角色。
So he realized how critical that he was in that position.
所以他毫不犹豫驾着飞机回去了哈。
So without hesitation, drove his plane back to the battlefield.
所以回去之后他就变得异常的勇敢哈。
And he became very brave.
飞机突然间降下来以后，击落了好几架这个德国的飞机，把他的同伴拯救了。那他自己呢，却牺牲了。
He shot a couple German planes and saved his companion, but he was killed.
我想这个故事其实也提醒我们哈。
This story is a reminder for us.
如果我们有机会能够对将来哪怕待几分钟，能够看到将来的一点点的事情，我们对今天这个世界上所做的事情的态度就完全的不一样。
If we can get a glimpse of even a few minutes of your future,And then when you come back, you will live a completely different life.
有没有想过我们将来在基督再来的时候，我们有复活的身体，生活在上帝的国度中，那是一个什么样的光景？
Did you ever imagine that in the eternity, when we have the resurrected body and we live in the glorious eternity, what would that like?
那弟兄姐妹，我们今天所做的，所为耶稣做的一切。都是值得的。
Everything we do for Christ is worth it.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱我们的神。
For you are a God of love.
虽然我们不配你的拣选。
We don't deserve your you chose us.
但是你依然拣选了我们。
But you did.
虽然我们不配得你的救赎。
We don't deserve your salvation.
但是你依然救赎了我们。
But you saved us.
我们谢谢你赐你的儿子耶稣基督给我们。
We thank you for giving us your son, Jesus Christ.
不但他为我们的罪而死。
He died for our sins.
更从死里复活。
And resurrected.
让我们见证了复活的能力。
So that we are witnesses of the resurrection power.
愿这复活的能力不但在彼得的身上
This power was on Peter
而且在我们每一个人的身上可以发动
And may this power also be activated in every one of us
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子
Until the day our Lord Jesus second coming
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray this in our son Jesus name
Amen
Amen